And I do believe we have Jeff Duncan on the line with us. How you doing today, Jeff?
I'm doing great, Ann. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I tell you, we are. We had a conversation about TPA and TPP this morning. I guess that's the Terrible People Association, right? TPA? That was a joke, Jeff. Are you there?
I am, yeah. Okay. What was the question?
I said that was a joke, the TPA, the Terrible People Association. Anyways, I know that you just got off a plane, so you're probably got a little jet lag going on there, huh?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. We're back in Washington today and going to have these votes coming up later on this week, probably.
That's right. So on the this morning, I had Senator Tim Scott on the air with us. And in just a moment, I want to play just a little clip because I asked him, I said, you're on one side of the table on this. And he is for the president having this power. And y'all used to be roommates, correct?
He used to be. We don't. I moved out in February a year ago.
Yeah, but anyways, I know that y'all have been very, very close, and I know y'all are still friends. But he has a different take, and I thought we might play that, and then you could come back and tell us why you believe that giving the president the TPA, the fast track on the Trade Promotion Authority, is not right. So can we play that clip for Jeff? Well, Tim, then why is Jeff Duncan so opposed to this? Because, I mean, you know, you read your Facebook page, you read Jeff Duncan's Facebook page. The TPA is at the center of this whole thing. Why is Jeff so opposed to it? He says he does not want to give more power to the president.
Well, I love Jeff Duncan, as you know, my former roommate.
Right.
I think good people can disagree. If you want to give more power to the president, the best way to do that is to let him negotiate on his own, and we'll see what that looks like. We can look in Cuba to see what the negotiations look like with the hostages. We can look in China to see what the negotiations look like with emission standards, environmental standards. We can look in Iran to see the impact of negotiations. What I do not want is the president negotiating on his own on behalf of me and you and every other American.
And then we go on and talk some more. Now, Jeff, of course, you believe that we should not give the president the authority to negotiate, correct?
Well, he's got the power to negotiate right now. TPA just changes how those negotiations can take place.
And why are you
against it? Any trade deal right now has to come to the United States Congress. I voted on 3 trade deals since I've been in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
That were negotiated under the Bush administration. This is fast-track trade authority. And we're basically being asked to give the president, a president who has lied to the American people, who has done nothing in 6 years but snub his nose at Republicans, has failed to work with us, has taken over the health care sector of our economy, has grown government, who is a progressive, who believes in more globalization, and we're being asked to give him a fast-track authority to negotiate the largest trade deal in American history. And, you know, Ann, I didn't hear everything that Tim said,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of folks think that, and I agree with Jeff Sessions on this, you put fast-track on the outside of the folder, and nobody looks at what's in the folder. Well, I've gone in and read TPP, and I'm concerned by some of the things that I've seen in there, some of the things that Senator Session is bringing out about a Trans-Pacific Partnership Commission, which is a governing body within TPP, which is actually another body, sort of like the World Trade Organization, that could affect American sovereignty going forward. We just voted on a bill last week that dealt with country of original origin labeling for America's beef, because we were sued by Canada and Mexico within the World Trade Organization. We lost, and because we lost, the WTO was going to force a 21% tariff increase on American beef exports, which meant our farmers would have had to pass that cost on to the American consumer or someone, because they were going to be paying a 21% tariff to export their beef. And that was a decision by a third-party organization, the WTO, that violated American sovereignty, telling our farmers what they had to do or not do. So we're going to create a brand-new organization within the TPP that could essentially do the same thing. There's just a lot of things in here that we need to be very aware of.
But that's
I go back to the fact that we've been asked to go along with a president who hasn't been willing to go along with us in a lot of things.
Well, but that's the TPP, which is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The other issue is the fast-tracking of TPA, which is the Trade Promotion Authority. I think Tim believes that we'll have a better understanding about what the president is negotiating if TPA is passed, and then when it comes to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we will know more going along on what's happening on the deal. Do you feel that way or not?
Well, every president up until this president has had trade promotion authority.
Correct.
But what we're doing in this TPA, with this TPA, is changing some of the ways that these bills navigate through the United States Congress. Some say they're good, some say they are bad. The problem I have with what it does is we're asked to be entered into a trade deal that, because of this TPA, it can't be treated like a normal treaty. I believe it is a treaty. I believe these trade agreements are treaties, and they should come to the Senate and have an opportunity to be debated and have to overcome that 60-vote majority, just like a treaty. Actually, more than 60 votes. It takes two-thirds of the Senate to vote for it. It needs to be treated like a treaty. Congress can't filibuster under this TPA. There's just a lot of different things that we ought to think about, Ann. And then if you think about the trade deal in general, whether it's TPP or whether it's TTIP or whether it's TISA, all three that are coming up under this TPA, under this president, when you think about those, I lost my train of thought there, but there are three deals that are coming up under this president. TPP, TTIP, which is European Transatlantic Trade Deal, and then TISA. It's very difficult to say that these are free trade deals that are going to benefit American manufacturers and American workers when you also are being required to vote on trade adjustment assistance for those American workers who lose their jobs.
That's the TAA, I believe, isn't it, that the unions and everything were very much in favor of, that got voted down last week. Is that right?
Yeah, well, what the Senate did, in order to get it passed through the Senate, in order to get TPA passed through the Senate, they had to include TAA,
right,
which is Trade Adjustment Assistance, which provides work training assistance for American workers who lose their job as a result of a trade deal. And so we're making the assumption that American workers are going to lose their jobs because of these trade deals. And so we're going to provide them another government program, another government assistance to help them retrain. In order to do that, we've got to pay for that somehow. The Senate reduced some Medicare funding to actually pay for it. The House's version is trying to say we're going to collect more in tax revenue through IRS enforcement, if you believe that or not. And so TAA was made part of TPA in order for it to pass the Senate, because that's the only way they were going to get certain Democrats to vote for it. Well, then it comes over the House, and the House leaders knew that no Republican hardly was going to vote for it with TAA in there, so they split the bill with some funky rule last week where they divided the question and said that the TAA has to pass, TPA has to pass, then they're going to marry those back together when it goes to the president's desk. And then they also said, we don't like to cut Medicare, and so we're going to amend TAA instead of cut Medicare. We're going to amend it to IRS enforcement and collections and a couple other pay-fors, but we're not going to do it within the TAA bill, because if we do it within the TAA bill, then that whole TPA bill and TAA, when they're married back together, will have to go back to the Senate and the Senate doesn't have the votes for that kind of pay for. So we're going to amend another bill with the pay for that changes the Medicare, and it's going to pass. And when TPA-TAA combination gets to the president's desk and passes Congress, the pay for will change at that point in time. If you're not confused, you should be. I'm confused because it's hard to explain. It's shenanigans. It's budget gimmicks on the Republicans' part to pass a rule. That's why I voted against the rule last week, and I told Kevin McCarthy that I felt like it was shenanigans. And he said, what shenanigans? And I said, well, all these budget gimmicks. He said, well, there are no gimmicks. Well, lo and behold, the Rules Committee chairman comes out that same day and said he was unsure whether these gimmicks were going to pass or not.
It sounds like the old peanut shuffle, who's got the peanut underneath the cups on a table here.
You know, it's very Pelosi-esque, and it's wrong, and I think our founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves at our actions up here for trying to get bills passed instead of being straightforward with the American people on a trade deal, especially the largest trade deal ever to face this country, 12 countries coming together. And then all the shenanigans that are going on up here just to try to get the bill passed. Yeah. And that's indicative of past what I call Pelosi, Obama, and Reid policies and procedures that we shouldn't be doing, that we ran against in 2010 that when we became the majority.
Okay, so you've read the bill on the TPA, correct?
I've read the TPA. Mm-hmm. My staff's read TPA, and I personally have read as much of TPP as I could in about an hour and a half that I had allotted. I went in with the idea of looking at three or four main sections, and then also looking for some rules on the textile industry that some of my textile companies asked me specifically to look at how certain yarns and country and where those yarns originated and how they affected the final product. I went looking for that, and that's not in there yet because that chapter hadn't been read to my knowledge. So I went in and read as much as I could of it in an hour and a half.
Now, you said you went in and read as much of it as you could. Does that mean that you have to go to some special place to read it?
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, it shouldn't be classified. From what I read, nothing jumped out at me that should be classified. You know, Jeff Sessions and others have reported that this does create the Trans-Pacific Partnership Commission, and I believe that to be true as well. I know what it's charged with doing, and there's some ambiguous language in there that I'm concerned about in TPP, but I think the American people ought to have a chance to read it. I think all Congress ought to have a chance to read it and ought to be debated like any other bill on the House floor and the Senate floor and ought to pass Congress. Ultimately, it will, but the only time it will is after TPA passes and after the president finishes these negotiations. And at the end of the day, Anne, it's still the president's trade agreement. And if you trust the president or not, that's a rhetorical question for everyone to come up with their own opinion of. But when I read in Politico this week where it said, and I'm looking up the exact words, see if I can find it. Bear with me just a second.
Sure.
I'm not putting my hands on it, but it's the president's agreement, so I'll leave it at that.
Well, now, Jeff, what happens if TPA is not passed? What if we just work under this continuing, well, I guess, do we have a resolution, or what do we have that's been going on since 2007? I understand that all the things that were there in 2007, I guess, were eventually passed into law in 2011 and 2012. So what happens if TPA doesn't pass?
Well, if TPA doesn't pass, the president can still negotiate TPP, but the other countries are real leery of entering in negotiations with the U.S. Trade Representative and the administration, knowing that Congress can amend or change the final agreement, and it does have to have an up or down vote. But it's got to have an up or down vote ultimately under TPA anyway. So they shouldn't be leery about that. Congress is still involved. There's just a weakening of Congress's involvement under TPA. So if TPA doesn't pass, here's what I think will happen. I think that Paul Ryan and the House leadership will go back at the drawing board with Mitch McConnell, and they'll try to bring out some sort of other TPA deal before the summer's out.
You know, I saw Paul Ryan on with Chris Wallace, and he definitely was 100% in favor of this whole TPA. Seems to be pushing it very hard. Paul Ryan.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I said Paul Ryan was on with Chris Wallace, I believe it was Sunday morning, and he definitely feels that this is something that should be done. Are you surprised that he feels that way on TPA?
I am. No doubt about that.
Okay.
He is so strong. He's worked now. He's chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. He's worked hard trying to negotiate this. This is a bill that comes through Ways and Means. It also, if you read TPA, it empowers, I believe, the chairman of Ways and Means Committee, because the way the bill's written, any trade deal as it comes in different parts, instead of having a vote of approval on the House floor, has to have a resolution of disapproval brought up by the Ways and Means Chairman and the Ways and Means Committee and voted out to the Rules Committee and then voted out to the floor for me and other members of Congress to have a vote on whether we disapprove of the trade agreement or not. That's only if the Ways and Means Chairman dislikes the trade deal. If he likes a trade deal, I'll never get a chance to vote up or down on whether I like it or not until the final deal is put together. And
wow.
So it empowers the Ways and Means Chairman.
Which
I think we
Paul
need to
Ryan.
Be cognizant of that.
Wow. So what do you think is going to what's going to happen this week?
Well, we'll see after tomorrow. They've got two legislative days to bring the motion to reconsider on TAA that failed last week. Speaker Boehner, Speaker made a motion to reconsider the vote whereby as TAA failed in the House. And so it will come back up. They're trying to twist arms and figure out where the votes are. And we may take that up. If we don't, it'll just die. And they can bring it back up again. They have to go through the Rules Committee and actually bring the bill back to the floor again. So they can do that, but in a different form. So we'll just see what happens.
So is it conceivable that the TPA may not even pass?
It won't. TPA cannot pass without TAA because TAA was part of the Senate bill.
Okay.
So we have to pass, because they split them, they divided the question, we have to pass both in order for the bill to either go to the president, or we have to pass both as a, and they can amend them, and then the bill would go back to the Senate. But I think the majority thought here is that the Senate won't be able to get the votes again to pass it, so they don't want to amend it over here and send it back to the Senate. They'd rather pass something clean and send it straight to the president's desk.
These are interesting times when Nancy Pelosi sides with those that don't think we need to fast-track it, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of folks don't want to use the word fast-tracking, but it actually does fast-track, and I don't like the deal. I don't like what it does in weakening, I believe, weakening the legislative position. And anyway, we'll just see where it goes, and I will try to keep you informed as we go through the week.
Well, you certainly had some interesting comments on your Facebook page, Jeff Duncan.
Well, if you'll look, most of them don't want me to vote for TPA.
That's right.
And I think, you know, that's overwhelming in my district, overwhelming in the upstate based on all the talk radio I listen to. I haven't heard a lot of folks coming out very, very strongly for TPA at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought was very interesting, too, on Tim's page. There were a lot that were upset with him. But anyways, listen, I'm glad you made it up there to Washington, D.C. You better keep us in the loop and keep us informed. Thanks so much for calling us today, Congressman Jeff Duncan.
Ann, thanks so much.
All right.
Have a great day.
You have a good one, too. Bye-bye.